like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Well, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with the Washington Commanders. Jeff Bezos is now not going to bid on the Commanders, according to a source that's close to him. So, what is going to happen here, man? This has been up in the air for a while. Is this not an intriguing franchise where you go, all right, because I heard it was like, so the Broncos were like $4.6 billion or something like that. Commanders are up in the sixes. Are you looking at that as a bazillionaire and you're looking at it saying, yeah, no, that's a money pit. I don't want to get in on that. There's no money there. The Broncos, you can see, okay, they got sellouts all the time. They got a great fan base. Colorado certainly supports the Denver Broncos. I just, we get close to it. We think somebody's going to make something happen here. But then you get this little wrinkle. In March, somebody that's close to Bezos also said that Dan and Tanya Snyder were blocking him from the bidding, which sources close to the Snyders have since denied. But when do we believe in anything that the Snyders say? So I don't know if people are, if bazillionaires are lining up trying to go about purchasing this thing at this stage. All right, so Major League Baseball, they're going to be extending alcohol sales. I think it's up to the individual team. The Rockies just extended theirs out. So most teams are going to go from what was the seventh inning, now it's the eighth inning. Well, Phillies pitcher Matt Strom had some interesting things to say about it. He was on a podcast, and he disagreed with extending alcohol sales beyond the traditional seventh inning cutoff. He cited common sense and safety of fans. He said he tweeted this out, or maybe somebody tweeted his comment, whatever. The reason we stopped selling alcohol in the seventh before was to give our fans time to sober up and drive home safely, correct? So now, with a faster-paced game, and me just being a man of common sense, if the game is going to finish quicker, would we not move the beer sales back to the sixth inning to give our fans time to sober up and drive home? Instead, we're going to the eighth, and now you're putting our fans and our family at risk driving home with people who have just drank beers 22 minutes ago. Kind of torn on this. Because at first, it just makes sense as a consumer, as a business person. Well, if the game's going faster, you want to try to get more dollars put into your concession stands and stuff. So it makes sense to extend it out to the eighth. But should these arenas, these ballparks, these stadiums, whatever, should it be on them to control how much you drink?
I just think about, like, Coors Field and just where it's situated. You're not parking right by the stadium.
No.
Odds are you're going to find something, probably a parking deck or a lot, close by, a couple of blocks maybe. How long would you think it takes to get out of your seat, walk through the concourse, and out of the stadium?
Probably takes, depending on the crowd, right? Several minutes.
Depending on the crowd, maybe you have your family, maybe with your friends, you go out onto Blake Street. Oh, there's bars open. Let's go hang out at a bar. Let's just go walk around downtown Denver, whichever. So,
well,
you know,
that's a good point, because if Matt Strom's saying, okay, cut it to the sixth, well, then you're going to get a bunch of people that they're not going to drink, but then they're like, hey, this game's going to be over in like 40 minutes. You want to hit the bars after this, because we haven't had anything to drink throughout half of the game now. So are you encouraging people to go out and about and go to a bar where they can just sit there and drink? They don't have to climb up stairs to go get beer and stuff. When does the beer here, the guy with the beer around his neck, you know, the beer tray thing, when does he stop coming around? Do they cut that off in the did they cut that off in the seventh? Like,
I think there's maybe steps that they have to do, like get to like 500 steps and you're good for the day?
Well, you don't see them around later in the game.
Right.
So do you just say, okay, we're cutting those guys out through the sixth? But that's how they make money. That's how those guys make money. Off their tips and all that stuff, I think. I don't know, Angel. I'm just... I also don't trust human beings. There are going to be overserved people at games, and they're going to get up and spear dinger and do stupid things. That's going to happen. Do I fault the ballpark for overserving, or they should be more conscientious of who's drinking, how much they're drinking, and all that? Then you get into that territory of now you got control and all that stuff.
It's hard to manage that many people. Like, oh, did I see you a minute ago? Weren't you just here? No, that was my friend, Timmy.
Well, and let's face it, dude. If you know that the cutoff is in the seventh, when you go up to get your last beer, if you know you're going to probably get through that beer, you might buy another one. You can buy two beers at the concession stand.
What?
So the whole cutoff idea is like, in some respects, Angel, it could decrease the drinking. Because if you're drinking that beer in the seventh, you know, maybe you got it in the sixth. And you're drinking your beer and you're like, okay, well, I don't have to worry. I don't have until the eighth. So maybe you slow down. I don't know, depending on who the drinker is. Maybe you slow down a little bit and you're not really worried about it. And then you get to the eighth and you're kind of like, I don't need one now. I don't know. I guess I just have kind of an issue, a little bit of basically saying we're just going to control how these... You should know not to go drink and drive. You should know that. But if you want to drink and you still have your vehicle, you're going to find a way to drink. You're going to go to... there's a lot of bars around there. You're going to go find a way to do it. So I'm just kind of torn on it. If I had to sign yes or no, should Major League Baseball stadiums extend their alcohol sales to the 8th? I'd probably say, yeah, that's fine. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. My time's going to Rockies games. I've never encountered someone that was, you know, belligerently drunk, but you see people that are like, oh, that guy's probably had a few, like one or two too many. He's getting a little rowdy and a little loud. But, you know, and then they're with their friends and they go out, they leave the game or whatever, and it's just, all right, well, have a good life, whatever you're doing, stranger, but...
hopefully you know, you do the right thing.
Hopefully. I mean, that's personally... well, you know, with downtown Denver, like, really, it's... you have Ubers, there's little pedal biker people everywhere, there's little scooters everywhere. You can find a way to get around.
And if you're
that doesn't require you getting behind the wheel.
This is when you double up, man. You get Uber advertised, you know, put... now more than ever, you get all those little scooter people around.
Give them a coupon, like 10 beers, you get $5 off an Uber.
Work something out with parking, too, where it's like, hey, if you leave your vehicle here overnight, whatever. I mean, I don't know. If you're going to do this, okay. If you care that much about it, then you can probably find ways to make some money while saying you're doing the right thing. But I don't know. I mean, we were in a Rockies game last year, and it was like, I think it was a 130 game, 145 game or something. There's a dude in front of us, and we were like two innings in, and he was just gone with the wind. Like, it was so damn hot out there, too. He wasn't drinking water, probably. He just passed out. He was so, I mean, just, that's where I'm like, again, personal accountability. You know, you can't be an idiot when you go to these games. There was a dad behind us. He had like four kids with him. And his poor, and I just remember like his poor wife, she has all of them. She's got to feed them. She's doing all this. This guy's sitting back there just drinking beer, yelling at everybody, screaming, and you're a bum, and you're belligerent. And it's just like, I look at those people, I'm like, this ballpark ain't going to save you. They're delaying your beer drinking by one inning isn't going to change the gigantic jerk, dinger-spearing person that you are. You're just going to be a jerk. That's who you are. And if you want to drink that badly, you will find a way. Or you'll go get tanked before you come to the game. If they cut it off in the sixth, you're going to go pregame before the game, knowing that you've only got six innings to drink beer at the ballpark.
Like, when I go to a game or a sporting event, I'm not drinking like five or six beers.
But you don't want to spend $3,000.
Right. So, one, do you really need one more that bad? There's an inning and a half left. You really need one more that bad?
No.
You know you're going to walk out of the stadium in 20 minutes, and there's going to be 17 bars open that you can go get a much cheaper drink.
I mean, what do you think on average? Just like an average person that likes to drink some beer, but what are they going to drink? 2 to 3 beers? At a game?
I've seen my dad. He'll usually do about 4, maybe 5, depending if it's a night game or not.
I could see, because you know, I had someone driving the last time I went to a game, and I didn't get drunk. I'm not out there just getting hammered. It's too hot. It's too expensive. And I still want to enjoy the game. Like, I want to remember what I'm seeing.
Now it's you don't want to wait in line and miss half the game.
That's also true. I don't like the lines, and it's crowded up there. So I'm usually a guy at a game, you know, 3 is like, oh, this is good. Maybe there's that 4th one coming in. But, you know, if you want to drink badly enough, and they tell you that it's the 8th inning, or the 6th inning suddenly, is going to be the cutoff, you're going to go up at the end of 2 or 3 innings probably and get 2 beers instead of 1. You're gonna do the old better safe than sorry thing. I don't really know if I'm going to need that one, but they're cutting it off pretty soon, so I'm going to get 2 beers. And now you got 2 beers. You got to drink them. You just spent $15 on one of them.
Well, be smart about it. Buy your seats closer to the concourse so you can get up and go get your stuff easier.
I guess.
Or just buy a seat and give your ticket to somebody else and just say, here, go sit here. I'm going to just be in the concourse all day.
Well, and what is the situation with the party deck? Is that, do they cut them off in the 7th too?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Because that's
I've only been up there like once.
I've never been in there. Texter from Jay, profit over safety. I saw this coming from the beginning. Monfort's lost sales of their $10 dogs and $20 beers, so they're choosing to disregard safety for more money that then we all know won't be put back into the field. I mean, I agree with the second part. Money's probably not going to be put back into the players, Dick Monfort style.
Well, I mean, what is the liability for a stadium that sells alcohol?
Like, if you leave the...
You've been approved to sell it. Like,
right, no.
I can't control who drinks it.
Uh-uh. You can leave there and get a DUI and do something bad, whatever. That's not on the stadium. I mean, it's just not. It's on you. Because you can go drink anywhere.
You bought the ticket. You got here. You paid for the product.
I mean, I'm not, I don't hate the idea of just keeping it at the 7th, but again, this is a business. A big part of their stadium sales, it's not just ticket sales, it's the beverages, it's the food. That's the same thing with everything. It's the same thing with movie theaters. You know, hell, you could just do the movie theater thing. Yeah, because they're, you know, obviously for the past 10 years or so, we started, you know, you can drink in the movie theaters now. But you know what they do at the movie theaters? It's a three-drink. It's a three-drink max. I think you can get 3 drinks, and that's it. But then you got to get up from your chair. You got to go wait in line. And let's face it, the people at movie theaters aren't really trained in pouring your beverages, so it takes forever for them to get their... You can get margaritas at places. I mean, seriously. But it takes them forever. So do you just do that then? You put a minimum on it? Instead of an inning cap, you just say it's a four-drink max or whatever. I don't know. I just don't... I just have a weird problem where it's like, oh, that's the ballparks. That's their, it's on their head if somebody leaves here and goes and gets a DUI.
It's called being a responsible human being.
Yeah, don't be an idiot. If you've had too much, you got to chill out for a while, for quite a while, or you need a driver, or you're staying somewhere, like within the area, or you whatever. That's on you to figure that out. Make those plans beforehand. So, and again, I won't lie to you, dude. I mean... The Rockies don't seem as bad, but like, go to a Broncos game. Go to a Broncos game. There's going to be dudes that are just hammered.
So what is it like? Is there a cutoff for like basketball, hockey, football games?
I don't really. You know what? I don't know. I would imagine basketball's third quarter, into the third quarter.
I'm trying to think. I can't. There's never been like an announcement.
Football,
like, baseball, they always announce it. They'll show it up on the screen or something.
I think I want to say football and basketball are the third quarter.
Third quarter.
Maybe basketball there isn't one because it's so short. But football, maybe it's the end of the third. I don't really know. Does anybody know? Hooligans, have you been to a game where it's like, because I've been to millions of games. I just don't think about it. I'm usually at that point by the time the game's almost over, I'm kind of like, I'm just locked into the game. I don't want to get up from my chair, especially if it's a great game. Dixon, the ballpark has no idea if someone brings you three or four more after you had five already. Right. You can find ways to do that. Like, this shouldn't be on the ballpark. And again, if you don't, if it cuts you off in the seventh or the eighth, then you're going to find ways. You're going to find ways to get beers. Hey, I'm going to go up and get two. You go up and get two for me. You're driving, so you're not going to do it. I'll give you $50 here, whatever. You're going to find ways to do it. Who do we got? We got the Lonster on the line. Lonster, what's happening, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? On this, you were asking on the football thing. I think it is at the end of the third quarter.
Is that the same way for basketball, too?
You know, I have no idea on that one.
I don't even know if they have one in basketball because it's a shorter game. So
yeah, true, you know, but. No, I think as I've got a friend of mine that used to sell beer at the Bronco games.
When do they cut off? Do you know when they cut out, like at baseball? Do you happen to know when they cut them off, like the beer here guys, the ones that are going up and down the stadium steps? Do you know when they cut those guys off?
You know, I really don't.
Well, I just wonder if that's another way you possibly decrease. Because, you know, if you have to get up and go get a beer as opposed to just ordering it from Billy over here. That's different. What do you make of this? Do you think it should be personal responsibility, or do you think the ballpark's doing a good or doing a bad thing here by extending this?
I think it's going to be a mess a little bit because I think you're going to get somebody that's going to be drinking, and time that game's over, who knows what's going to happen then when they cut off the eighth inning?
What if they just give them placebos? Like it's not actually alcoholic beer; it's non-alcoholic beer, but nobody knows that.
Good luck on that one. Oh, boy.
Lonster, what's for lunch today, man? You having a beer with that lunch?
You know what? I just had lunch. I had some spicy chicken tenders and some crackers and some tomatoes.
That sounds pretty good. No beer to wash it all down. It's too early in the day.
Well, I got to go to work here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're being responsible. Look at you. There you
go.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, I don't want to be going in there half like I'm plastered or something. You know?
Lonster, appreciate you, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, too.
22 minutes after the hour. What do you guys think on that? We'll probably do this as a poll question tomorrow. It's a fun conversation. Do you think that Major League Baseball thought this was going to be a thing? Do you think that this went through their brains? Because why not change it then? Did they really know that it was going to cut it down by 30 minutes, though? Or did they think maybe... Because I think we're all surprised. I'm surprised. I didn't know how this was going to be organized, but this game flows so well right now. This is great for baseball. Do you think that they really thought, on average, it was going to be 30 minutes? I mean, that's what it still is. That's what it was in spring training. Currently, 2.5 weeks into the season, or almost 3 weeks now. We have cut down, on average, a baseball game by 30 minutes. A regular baseball game, just 9 innings, we've cut it down by 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think they may not have had a good estimate about what it was, but, you know, if it's around this mark, we'd be happy with it. If it's this, we can improve it a little bit, whichever. But I think they also wanted to wait and see how the fans reacted to it. You know, are we getting fans on social media saying, oh, the game was fun, it was just a little too fast, or, oh, I could have gone for one more beer, you know, it's a 1 o'clock game, you get done at, you know, 3 p.m. I want another one, and I can't get one. So I think fan reaction for the first couple of weeks, and then you kind of adjust to it.
What if they make you, here's a piece of bread, you eat that, and then you have some beer. Drink a bottle of water in front of us, chug it, and then we'll give you a beer.
I mean, water's already $5. So.
Get a hose.
It's almost not worth it to get drunk. It's too expensive.
When I was in college, different story. A buddy of mine, one of my best friends, he was working on the oil rig, so he's making some good money. So he would always like hook me up, and we would go to games, and he would buy beer. And we always had a driver, though, because his girlfriend lived in Denver, and she would come get us or whatever. We'd figure it out. I can't even count the number of times on my hand at an actual professional game that I've been to where I was gone with the wind. Because I don't, like at home, sure. You know, pause, get up, beer, repeat. That's fine. I ain't going anywhere. It's easy access. I've already paid for it. At a game, it's more of a slow process. It's like, okay, this beer is going to last me the first quarter, probably bleeding into the second. Second beer is going to take me through the third. And then maybe we got another one coming. So, I mean, for me, I'm just dialed in on the games. I don't like to get up and leave. My wife, first game she ever went with me to. That was a weird phrasing of that. she's like, well, let's get up and go look around. I want to look around the Broncos stadium. I haven't been to stadium before. And I'm like,
are you serious?
Babe, you're getting to know me here. I don't miss a play. I mean, I don't miss a football, like a Broncos game, I don't miss a play. Can't, even preseason. And I'm like, we can go a halftime, but I can't.
So with everyone else.
I can't miss a play here. Dixon here. The real question is, do you really want to give your money to a team whose goal is to be 500? Is the environment really that great for $15 beer?
See, it's that attitude I brought up yesterday.
It's the fans' fault.
Not it's your fault. You're just not helping.
Leave Dick Monfort alone.
It's not even worth it to spend money on cheap beer to watch a bad team.
I mean,
I'm just going to stay at home and paint.
There's too much to do in this state, dude. You've seen this. You like to go out
and do
stuff.
I'm not saying you
need
to be 100% dedicated, but I mean, just be like, yeah, the Rockies. They're the Rockies. They're there.
I agree and disagree with you. So like Dixon says, is the environment really that great for $15 beer? I think the environment's outstanding.
Horse Field's one of the most popular places in Denver.
If I could pick, and I'm more of a basketball football guy than I am a baseball guy. But if I could pick a place to go hang out with friends, sit there and just kind of take the day in, Coors Field's right up there. I'm not a big, like, let's go down the river. And I'm not that guy. I like hiking and I like doing that kind of stuff. That's fun. But I don't really envision myself bringing like a 6-pack of booze up to the top of the cliff, top of the mountain. And I'm going to sit there and just get hammered. Going to Coors Field, it is an amazing environment. Now, am I going to do it more than like 4 times a year? As a fan, as a media member, I go to games. Like when I go to CSU games and UNC games, I'm not there to drink beer. Most of the time. You and I went, I was there to drink beer that night. That was the 10 o'clock game or whatever. But most of the time, you're not allowed to drink alcohol if you're there as a media person. So when I go as a fan, yeah, I'll have beers. But I am not doing that very often throughout the course of the season because that gets pricey quickly. So is the environment really that great for $15 beer?
The
environment's
price, no.
Great. For the price, no. But the environment is great. Yeah, I know, but then you get back. The greedy owners. I'm getting texts on that. Let me see. Where did it go? I mean, does it make them greedy if they're just... I mean, they bought a team for a lot of money so that they can make money. And one of the ways to make money is alcohol sales.
They have to see some kind of impact on their sales from last year to this year.
Yeah. Texter,
like we're not able to sell as much, therefore we're not making as much.
Then we're going to raise the ticket price then, if we're not making as much. Jason, hell to the no on Jason Strom. I don't agree. Personal responsibility is still a thing. And I tend to agree with that. Jay says he's...
And that doesn't go out the window just because you're at a sporting event.
No. You go to a bar, you go to any of our great... Go to Cable's Pub and Grill, where my friends meet. It's an amazing place. But if you go there... That's on you to go, all right, I can have one or two here, but that's about it. Now I know I got to drive. I know I got stuff to do. I can't really go get crazy here. You're right. It doesn't change just because you're at a ballpark. It should be the same mentality going in. Texter from Jay, he's correct. Problem is, greedy owners like Monfort's that are now losing a little of their precious concession beer from a time from faster games, so sales will drop a little from it. Sounds like the sales are dropping a lot from it at this point. Texter, hour commute from northern Colorado, pay to park, outrageous markups on food and beverages for a crappy product. No thanks. I mean, dude, you do have, it is an investment. If you and I said, let's go to a Rockies game today or whenever the next home game is, it's an investment. It's like, all right, get the gas going down there, the parking. Parking's ridiculous. Ticket sales, the ticket costs by itself. Probably going to have a couple of beers. Maybe a hot dog. If we get there early, though, we get a free hot dog. So you kind of make your money back right there. You're losing money if you don't get there early and take advantage of the hot dog. You don't.
I mean, they don't do the promotion nights just for fun. Like, go early. Go watch batting practice. Go get a bobblehead.
You do have to make it an event. Like, yeah. You're there, you go make it an event.
I mean, who goes to sports and say, I'm just going to go sit in this giant arena and just sit there. No, you're going for something.
Especially baseball, because, I mean, you've seen me. I'm very pasty. If I'm sitting in the sun for very long.
You got to know where to sit in Coors Field.
Well, yeah, but okay, so our boy Jerry hooked us up last year, and we had great seats, and I'm talking great. We didn't sit in them because, like, before the game starts, we're all like, we got towels on our head, and our hats are down, our shirts are pulled up like Dracula style, and we're all like, we can see how this is going. We had sunscreen on, but it still doesn't feel like it's doing the job.
No, anything on that first base side, don't even do it.
That's where we were, and we were like,
don't even try.
So we moved back, and we sat in the shade all game, and it was beautiful. I mean, it still would have been awesome to just see them front row, but it's just not, it wasn't worth frying right there.
Well, that's just the worst. It's like you want, like, it's a 6 o'clock game. You're like, oh, I get to go down to Denver, watch some Friday night baseball, watch the sunset. Oh, God, I can't see.
Yeah. Oh.
The sun's setting for 3 hours and I can't see anything.
It is. Like, Broncos game was always so funny because you go there and it'd be like half the game is very comfortable, depending on where you were, the first half or the second half. Second half of the game, if it's a day game, was like, oh, my God, whether it's hot or cold. Mind you, because it's like always colder in certain sections, always warmer in certain sections where you can barely enjoy it. And I'm not for the sunburn life, man. That's why I'm not a summer guy. I'm not a sunburn guy. Not a fan of it. Texter says, I can watch the Rockies and the sunset on my deck and $1 unlimited beers and hot dogs and no hour drive home. And trust me, I'm with you. I know we got a break here. If I had my choice, yeah, I like sitting at home watching games. I have control over the TV. I can go back and watch instant replay. I can go to the bathroom and get up and get a beer. You know, whatever. Halftime, I can switch it over and watch something else for a little bit. Whatever. 32 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Avalanche. The Nuggets. The playoffs. Follow the action with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
At Cable's Pub and Grill, it's Fiesta Thursday. Smothered burritos for $10.99. House margaritas for just $4. You got the happy hour taking place from 3 to 6 o'clock every weekday. There's no reason not to make Cable's Pub and Grill the spot. Trust me on this. Great ownership. Great people that own this place. Huge supporters of the Northern Colorado community and everything. So just fantastic people and great deals. Great food, great beer, great company. Dixon says, if you're going for the experience, you're doing it wrong because you really aren't going for the reason you're actually supposed to be there. The whole experience really isn't that great or fun, especially for the quality of product and the cost of all. Okay, so here's my take on that. I think you buy the ticket, you can view a game however you want. If you want to go walk around and sing tra-la-la-la-la, go to the party deck, you do what you want. Me personally, I love going to a game, and I'm pissed after the game because if it's Rockies, they typically lost. So I'm upset. But I'm not a big cheer guy. I don't boo. I sit there. I watch the game. I like to get in my seat, get whatever I'm getting, and I'm in the game. I'm maybe going to get up two times during the game, whatever I'm watching, Nuggets, Broncos, you name it. I'm typically pretty locked in. Now, I love the environment and the feel around me. Like, that's awesome, but I'm still pretty locked into the game. But let's face it, ballparks, a lot of times, I mean, you see it wasn't in Miami. They got the pool. They got pools lined up throughout the stadium. It's about they do market an experience maybe not over the game all the time, but it's typically an experience at a ballpark. That's most of the time. And you're seeing NFL stadiums start to do that now. It's an experience to go there. You know, Cowboy Stadium, they've got their restaurant, that gigantic, awesome restaurant where you can pop in and then you can go through and you actually watch the game from the field side, all that stuff. They have unique items now. So I won't really get nitpicky there. But yeah, does this hurt? This doesn't hurt wanting to go to a game, does it? If you're worried that there's going to be a lot of drunk drivers on the road because now they're extending it by one inning, does that keep you from going a game? I mean, how long is an inning? I mean, is it that much longer where it makes that much of an impact? I don't know. Can't imagine that it makes that much of an impact. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick. Angel, we got some interesting things going on. Joel Embiid had some more things to say about the MVP watch with, between him, Giannis, and Nikola Jokic. We'll get to, hey, I got a cool thing going on tonight for UNC football, so I'm excited about that. And we'll read some of your text on the other side as well. 39 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
At Cable's Pub and Grill, it's Fiesta Thursday. Smothered burritos for $10.99. House margaritas for just $4. You got the happy hour taking place from 3 to 6 o'clock every weekday. There's no reason not to make Cable's Pub and Grill the spot. Trust me on this. Great ownership. Great people that own this place. Huge supporters of the Northern Colorado community and everything. So just fantastic people and great deals. Great food, great beer, great company. Dixon says, if you're going for the experience, you're doing it wrong. Because you really aren't going for the reason you're actually supposed to be there. The whole experience really isn't that great or fun, especially for the quality of product and the cost of all. Okay, so here's my take on that. I think you buy the ticket, you can view a game however you want. If you want to go walk around and sing tra-la-la-la-la, go to the party deck, you do what you want. Me personally, I love going to a game, and I'm pissed after the game because if it's Rockies, they typically lost. So I'm upset. But I'm not a big cheer guy. I don't boo. I sit there. I watch the game. I like to get in my seat, get whatever I'm getting, and I'm in the game. I'm maybe going to get up two times during the game, whatever I'm watching, Nuggets, Broncos, you name it. I'm typically pretty locked in. Now, I love the environment and the feel around me. Like, that's awesome, but I'm still pretty locked into the game. But let's face it, ballparks, a lot of times, I mean, you see, it was in Miami, they got the pool, they got pools lined up throughout the stadium. It's about they do market an experience maybe not over the game all the time, but it's typically an experience at a ballpark. That's most of the time. And you're seeing NFL stadiums start to do that now. It's an experience to go there. You know, Cowboy Stadium, they've got their restaurant, that gigantic, awesome restaurant where you can pop in and then you can go through and you actually watch the game from the field side, all that stuff. They have unique items now. So I won't really get nitpicky there. But yeah, does this hurt? This doesn't hurt wanting to go to a game, does it? If you're worried that there's going to be a lot of drunk drivers on the road because now they're extending it by one inning, does that keep you from going a game? I mean, how long is an inning? I mean, is it that much longer where it makes that much of an impact? I don't know. Can't imagine that it makes that much of an impact. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick. Angel, we got some interesting things going on. Joel Embiid had some more things to say about the MVP watch between him, Giannis, and Nikola Jokic. We'll get to, hey, I got a cool thing going on tonight for UNC football, so I'm excited about that. And we'll read some of your text on the other side as well. 39 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
So they didn't arrest the guy that tackled Dinger?
No, according to the Denver Post, no arrest was made.
Was it a bit?
I hope not.
Is this Will Smith, Chris Rock thing all over again? That was fake, you know.
I mean, I saw Dinger. He was on the game broadcast yesterday. He looked fine.
Well, maybe you can't see all the bumps and bruises because no. Of the fact he's covered up by the jersey on the top.
Right. But you know, he was talking with the kids and stuff. He seemed his normal self.
Well, in the middle of Angel and I arguing, we also have a really big argument, like a really big one. Who would win in a fight, Barney or Dinger?
Purple dinosaurs.
Purple dinosaurs, they're built kind of the same. One's a Triceratops, the other I think is a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I think that's so. What Barney is. I don't know, man. I mean, Dinger's out in the elements every day, though, you know? He's amongst those drunk fans that can't have beer until the seventh or eighth inning.
And Barney does have his backup, too, the green and yellow ones.
That's true. And Barney's just dealing with kids, so he's never really been in a... He's never really been in a fight. He's got the patience. He's got patience, but Dinger's been out there with a bunch of drunk, mad, hateful Rockies fans that just hate the franchise. So he's putting himself in harm's way every single day. Who would win in a fight, Dinger or Rocky? Oh, it's easy. Rocky's working him, man. No question about it. Rocky probably knows kung fu. Final hour of the show coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Save Dinger.